A Coney Island landmark is celebrating a very big anniversary this month. The Cyclone Roller Coaster is turning 90, and we sent WNYC Shamita Basu. Shamita, good morning.
Wait, Richard, before you say anything, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking it's also the 20th anniversary of the time you reported a story about the 70th anniversary of the cyclone.
Yes, this is where I feel old. I went out to Coney Island for that story 20 years ago. Uh-huh. I even got permission to take my old-fashioned tape recorder on the ride itself.
Was it just a box with reels in it?
Yeah. No, it was a cassette player.
I'm kidding you, Richard. I know. Well, I asked our archives department to dig your story up.
Oh, boy.
So let's have a listen.
Oh, no.
Okay, here we are on the world-famous Cyclone, built in 1927. It's now celebrating its 70th birthday, and we're on the way up. 85 feet above the Atlantic Ocean and Coney Island. Here on my right as we go up, I can see the Verrazano Narrows Bridge and the Manhattan skyline. There's the Atlantic Ocean, the D train right behind us, and here we go. It says remain seated because we're at the big drop. 85 feet, here we go!
Richard, you sound like you're either having a blast or the wooden coaster is just rattling you up so much that it hurts.
A little bit of both.
I'm sure. I
did have so much fun reporting that story. I learned that when the ride first opened, it only cost 25 cents. And when I was there 20 years ago, it was $4.
Well, bad news, Richard. It's gone up to 10 bucks
wow.
a ride. Yes, none of this loose change business anymore.
I also remember meeting the guy that's in my story, the guy who operates it. His name was Jerry, and he'd been kind of pulling that brake on the cyclone for something like 20 years.
Uh-huh.
He was right out of Central Casting. Do we have any tape, Jerry?
Oh, yeah. You asked him what riders often lose on the ride.
Starting with people losing their wigs, their false teeth, artificial fingers. You name it, we found it.
Can you tell me a little bit about this roller coaster?
Well, it was built in 1927. It's a legend in its own time. People from all over the world come to ride the Cyclone. You're taken to the high hill by a motor, and from there, it's all gravity.
It's all gravity.
Yes, it certainly is.
Richard, I thought it would be fun to kind of retrace your tracks. So I went to Coney Island in search of Jerry Mandito. Hmm. Now, I know he stopped working at the ride around 2010 due to health issues, so I had to do some poking around. And really, it was one part journalistic sleuthing and two parts total luck.
You found him.
I found him. Well, someone told me to ask the guys who run Gargiulo's restaurant where I could find him, because they apparently know him there. And I went in, I spoke to the manager, and he said, "You're looking for Jerry? You're kidding. I just shook his hand right before you walked over. He's over there." And it turns out Jerry parks cars there now.
That's incredible. Yeah. Investigative reporting.
At work. I know. So I got to speak to Jerry, but get this, Richard. Jerry is now 73 years old, and he operated the Cyclone for 35 years. And he told me it started out as a two-week engineering gig just to fix up the ride, and then he stuck around.
Been in Coney Island all my life, working. Never rode the Cyclone in my life.
No way.
I climbed every inch of that ride.
You never rode it?
Never rode it in my life.
How come? You just weren't interested?
I don't like roller coasters.
Did you know that
Jerry
about Jerry?
No, I did not.
He just doesn't like roller coasters. I don't know. He rode one as a kid. He didn't like the dropping sensation. He just decided never again. He also told me that his hearing was definitely affected by the loud squealing and clicking
wow.
of the ride. And, you know, not to mention people screaming. And since he lived so close by, he never really escaped the sound.
Every July 4th, I laid in bed, and that's all I heard was people yelling and click, 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 click. You don't get a good night's sleep until the 6th or 7th of July.
And Shamita, did you bring up the fact that WNYC spoke to him 20 years ago?
I did. He didn't remember you, Richard.
That's
sorry.
Fine. Okay.
But he was pretty tickled by it.
It's a dynamite ride. It's 90 years. I hope it's here for another 90. And I hope I'm here for an interview then.
I'll come back.
All right. That's a date. That's a date.
And maybe we'll play your tape 20 years later, Shamita.
Let's hope so.
Shamita Basu, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.
At Coney Island, I'm Richard Hake for WNYC. I should have went for a Nathan's hot dog.